I would like to read one little verse this morning, especially dedicated to this harvest celebration, and it's one that ought to be so familiar to you all. James 1 verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. In fact, if you have a Bible with you, there's a preceding verse that might be appropriate this morning. I'll read it to you if you don't have a Bible on you. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Why should anyone be deceived about this simple matter? Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Our God is good. Our God is immutably, unchangingly good. And everything you enjoy, your health, your supply of nourishment, your family, your comfort, ultimately all of it comes from this unchanging God. Let's just pray. Father, this morning, as we just want to sing your praise for supplying our physical needs, we don't just want to make this a normal, everyday harvest service, Lord, that's so glibly done sometimes. We want to look around and be freshly amazed that indeed every good thing has been supplied by your grace. Please, Lord, bless this time as we consider these words. Amen. Here's an interesting way to start a harvest day service. What is the sign of human intelligence? I wonder how many of you know this. This is true. This was devised by a man called Immanuel Kant, a German philosopher, and the scientists have confirmed what he discovered. We won't go into details, but what makes human intelligence different from animal intelligence? I mean, you get clever dogs, don't you? You know, Rin Tin Tin and dogs like that? You get clever dolphins, clever monkeys. You get pretty clever computers. So what makes human intelligence different from all other intelligences? Scientists tell us that what makes human intelligence different from all other creatures is what they call causation awareness. Causation awareness. Human beings are able to look beyond what they see and look at the cause behind what they see. Animals do not have causation awareness, and it's what makes us uniquely intelligent. We're able to look at something and consider that it came from something. Let me give you an example. Supposing you had a dog in a room, and without the dog knowing, you throw in a ball. The dog inevitably will chase the ball. He'll look at the ball. Never once will the dog look back to see who threw it. Did you know that? The dog will never once say, "Hey, where's this ball coming from?" Animals do not have a sense of causation in their intellect. They can only see the object. They can't consider where the object is coming from. They don't have causation awareness. But if you put a human being in a room, and without his knowledge you suddenly chuck in a ball, The first thing they'll do is they'll look behind them to see the cause behind what they see. It's in our makeup. It's what makes us rational. We're able to consider causation in what we see. Human intelligence sees beyond the thing to what causes the thing. That's what scientists have discovered. You see, a sign of intelligence is to be able to see something in front of your eyes and then look beyond that something to where it comes from. How many of you knew that? Causation awareness. And you know what? The higher a person's intelligence is, the more this will be the case. Let me give you an example. The average Joe Soap will look at a beautiful painting on the wall and they'll say, wow, what an amazing picture. Look at the colors, look at the contrasts, look at the lines. What a lovely painting. Someone with an above average intelligence will look at the same picture and say, wow, what a great artist that must be. They will look beyond what they see and consider what caused the painting to come into being. This is a sign of high intelligence. You see, intelligence looks beyond the thing visualized and considers what is seen and where it comes from. Causation awareness. I'll say it one more time. Do you have causation awareness? Do you have good causation awareness? When you look at something, do you consider where it's come from? It's a sign that you're bright. Now, on this special Harvest Day celebration, let me ask you, what do you see when you look at this display? Have a look now, test your eyes. What do you see there? Fruit, vegetables, bread, flour, jars, a lot of straw. What do you see here? Do you know there'll be many people, hope not many in this room, but there'll be many people that will look at this display and all they will be able to see is fruit and vegetable and straw. And they'll think, well, very nice, it's nicely arranged, it looks very pretty, should be there all year round, it looks really nice. But that's all they'll see to display. But there are people here this morning, I know, who will be able to look at this display and they will see in the display the faithful glory of God, the creator and the sustainer of those things. I could say that there is something I'd like to call spiritual intelligence. We looked at causation intelligence. I believe there's something called spiritual intelligence. And it's got nothing to do with your IQ level or the size of your brain or where you went to school. Many people in this world are not spiritually intelligent. I'm not being mean, because you get some pretty brilliant people in Oxford and Cambridge, but they're pretty dim when it comes to spiritual things. In fact, there are many people out there that are spiritually clueless. And just like that dog in the room with the ball that I told you about, there are many people in this world, most people in the world, who will look at a sunset. They'll look at a beautiful sunset with all its colors and lights. They'll look at a mountain range, a flower, a little baby. And all they will see when they look at that is a flower or a baby or a sunset. That's all they'll be able to see. They might admire it and say, oh, that's nice, but they can't see anything more than that which is visually before their eyes. But you get others who have spiritual intelligence. And they're able to see behind the beauty of a sunset, or the wonder of a little baby, or a flower. Mr. Average Joe Soap will look at a sunset and say, wow, what a beautiful sunset. They might appreciate it very much. But a person gifted with spiritual intelligence will look at a sunset and they will say, wow, what a God. What a God to have made something like that and to have presented it to me. How do you see this morning? How do you see this display on this special Harvest Day celebration? We're here to celebrate, I think you know, all the good physical things we have from the earth. It's a tradition of the church that we celebrate God's goodness. And we're here to thank him that, let's face it, our physical needs have been well met, haven't they? We can look around and see all the stuff we have in our life. We're well fed, we're well supplied, we're pretty secure in our society. And we're here, as tradition demands in the church, especially to dedicate this day to thanking God for all the good things we have. But I'd like to ask you this morning, do you have spiritual intelligence this morning? There's a theological word for spiritual intelligence, illumination. Has the Spirit taken the blinkers off your eyes, and are you able to see the glory of the giver in all that you have been given? Is the smile of God reflecting back into your eyes when you look at that display of God's supply? You see, you may enjoy this display up here right now, but are you able to appreciate the wonder of the God who created and supplied all this? We celebrate the fact today that we're well fed. And some of us are more well fed than others, really. I'm guilty lately of overeating, and that I need to watch out for. But you know what? I've never been more well off than I am now, physically speaking. God's been good. This has been a year of great supply for me. What about you? Well, in our text, we are told where the glory is to go. Every good and perfect gift is from above. From the Father of lights. Father of lights, what does he mean, lights? Everything positive. Everything causative. Everything holy has come from him. And it's come unchangeably from him. There's no changing in God's goodness. Now, this morning, my focus is not so much on the display, but upon you. When you hear these words, does it ring true in your Christian consciousness? Are you able to see more, in all honesty this morning, than a nice display of fruit and vegetables and stuff like that up here in the front? Are you illuminated? We've sang some wonderful traditional harvest hymns. We've had fellowship with one another. I don't know about you, but I felt the ambience of worship this morning. Do you see the glory of the one who made all this possible reflected in what you've celebrated today? Are you able to say by illumination, yes, every good and perfect gift that I've received is from above. All the glory goes to the giver. I recognize the glory of the giver in what I see. We're not here just to celebrate our blessings this morning, although we do celebrate our blessings. We ought to. We're sinning if we don't. But ultimately, we're here to celebrate and thank God, the giver of all our blessings. So let me just say this. It's a very simple sermon this morning, but I want it to be clear, because very often we're guilty at a time like this of taking things so for granted. We've got homes. Most of us have employment, and if we're not working anymore, we have an income. We have an abundance. In fact, this country is in a, my wife won't mind me telling you this. She went to Italy for a couple of days for her birthday, and she came back, and I said, how was it? And she said, it's okay, but you know what? We're better off in England. Hey, they can have all the sunshine of Italy and all the rest of it, but you know what? This is a blessed country. We have so much to thank God for. When you look at your blessings this morning, do you see more than that which is before your eyes? Do you have spiritual intelligence? You know, two men were crucified with Christ on Calvary, the two criminals, and both men saw Jesus in the middle of them. Both men saw the same man dying on the cross next to them, Jesus. But you know what? They both saw the same man, but they both saw him differently, didn't they? One man saw Christ hanging on that cross, and all he could see was a man dying on a cross. That's all he could see, nothing more than that which was before his eyes. But the other man miraculously looked at Jesus, and he didn't just see the man dying on the cross, but listen, he saw in that man the one who sent him to die. The gospel was seen beyond the man dying on the cross, in the man dying on the cross. And that's why he cried out, Lord, remember me. He cried for gospel grace. Well, it depends on how you see things this morning. Are you a spiritually intelligent person? Or are you spiritually clueless? As you look at this display, and thank you for putting up this display, isn't it lovely? When you look at this, what do you honestly see? Just a lot of fruit and vegetables all nicely arranged? Or do you see the glory of the giver in that which is being displayed? Wow, what a display. Or, wow, what a God. I remember once when I couldn't see. I was spiritually blind. I was spiritually stupid. And I say that in an honest, the way the dictionary describes the word stupid, having an inability to distinguish. And I remember when I was not a Christian, and I was only a Christian when I was 27, but I remember once being very upset because someone came to visit me and they wanted me to say grace at the table. And you've probably heard this sort of thing happen before. And I remember thinking, why on earth must I thank God for the food on the table? I put this food on the table. I worked hard for it. Thank me for giving you the food. But no, thank God. You see, I was totally blind to the one who gave me the health and the strength and the abilities to earn a living. Because ultimately, even though there are secondary causes, every good and perfect gift comes from above. Do you recognize the love, the providence, the power, the unchanging faithfulness in that display this morning? Do you recognize God's goodness in your brother and sister next to you and in the worship we're giving today? If you do, thank God for your illumination. You are qualified to give God praise on harvest time celebration. Let's pray. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, open our eyes that we may see wonderful things all around us. Because very often, Lord, even as Christians, we can be blind. Oh, we take things so for granted. Open our eyes to see your smile of providence, your grace in giving so much. And today, especially on this Harvest Sunday, may we walk out of here seeing afresh grace in so much abundance. We give you praise that we have eyes to see. Amen.